With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Demented and despicable, words chosen by Vice President Vance to describe remarks by Congressman Jerry Nadler. Vance says a New York Democrat is openly calling for people to shoot federal law enforcement. Quoting Nadler, if you were attacked by a masked gunman, you might think you were being kidnapped. You'd be justified in shooting the person. The House has passed a $1 trillion funding bill, ending the partial government shutdown.
By a narrow margin, House lawmakers approved appropriations bills to fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year. The package included a temporary spending measure for Homeland Security funding that will allow Congress to negotiate changes to immigration enforcement operations. Democrats have demanded changes for ICE and Border Patrol agents following the unrest in Minneapolis. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is in the hospital.
The 83-year-old McConnell was hospitalized Monday night for evaluation after experiencing flu-like symptoms over the weekend, a spokesperson said, in an abundance of caution.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The search for Nancy Guthrie goes on. The 84-year-old mother of NBC correspondent Savannah Guthrie was kidnapped from her home in Arizona last weekend.
I'm not saying there's blood inside that house or outside that house. What I'm saying is our team processed a scene like you would think of any crime scene. We go in and we process it. We look for things like that, blood, DNA, any kind of physical evidence, fingerprints, anything.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos, investigators reviewing a purported ransom note demanding big money. On Wall Street this morning, at the moment, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are up 111 points, while the NASDAQ futures are down 25 points. This is SRN News. The National Prayer Breakfast takes place tomorrow.
Senators Roger Marshall, a Kansas Republican, and Kirsten Gillibrand, a New York Democrat, are the official hosts of the 74th annual event. It will be held in the Kennedy Caucus Room of the U.S. Capitol and will be attended by lawmakers, faith leaders, and other special guests. The first prayer breakfast took place back in 1953 and only involved President Eisenhower and a small group of congressmen. It has grown over the years. Michael Harrington reporting.
Planned Parenthood is dropping its lawsuit against the Trump administration for cutting off Medicaid funding to its abortion providers across the U.S. Since July, Planned Parenthood's attorneys have been fighting to block part of President Trump's tax bill that they argued unfairly targeted their clinics. However, in December, a federal appeals court ruled that the administration could continue to withhold Medicaid funding. This is SRN News. Homeowners who rely on private well water are encouraged to routinely test for the presence of so-called forever chemicals.
The federal government has set strict limits on forever chemicals in drinking water that comes from public utilities and requires testing. But those rules do not apply to private wells, which can leave people near industrial sites unaware that they are consuming contaminated water, in some cases 1,000 times higher than the limit. Roughly 40 million Americans who get their water from private wells are often the last to know that their water is contaminated. The problem can take years to fix. Some states have grants to assist homeowners. Others might not, but those on private wells are encouraged to get their water tested. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration will soon be unveiling a plan to rebuild the supply chains of crucial minerals for everything from jet engines to smartphones. More details at SRNNews.com.